music.
Hey! Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Courtney Fearington.
Tim Miller lives!
Just not here right now.
Not right now. Three guys on, though. We're right back at you. Happy Thursday. How you guys feeling? You good?
I'm in Cincinnati right now.
Yep.
I think I should be.
I'm good.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. This song is called For Your Life. Led Zeppelin.
This picture popped up in my feed. I update Facebook as we're doing this, as many of you have probably seen. People, my listeners, I'll be like, hey, podcast right now, blah, blah, blah. Pictures will pop up in my feed that catch my eye. It's a guy that I studied martial arts with years ago. That's him and his wife.
Oh, yeah?
They're both stewardesses, I'm guessing. What do you call a male stewardess? A steward?
Steward. Well, you go flight attendant.
Steward.
No one says stewardess anymore. It's flight attendant.
He was a bag of Chandler for Southwest. Now they're both stewardesses. They're working together.
He's a flight attendant. That's problematic.
So his wife puts this up. Yep, this is happening. Working our first trip together. So excited. Look at his face.
You know what he does on those trips, right?
Does he look excited?
Yeah, that's black. That's old black dude excitement. Mm.
You know what he does when he's on those trips and you're not there, right? Like, you're fucking it up for him right now.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot of straight male flight attendants.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's very much a straight man. And he's good looking. His wife's a pretty little thing.
He's got the pick of the litter.
Yeah, his wife's a pretty little thing, and here she is.
You're third wheeling it.
Yeah.
Don't you have a flight to some other city?
City.
God, you're smothering me. You know? I mean, I used to handle baggage. I don't need baggage now.
Yeah, he was baggage now. Now he's different.
Killing me, lady.
Here you come. That's all he's thinking. Here you come.
Oh, I bet she criticizes his pre-flight announcements.
Oh.
She's never seen him do it before.
Oh. Like,
is that really how you're going to do the exit row thing?
Oh,
oh God.
Oh. She's just standing in the back with her arms crossed.
She's just taking the mic from, let me do the fucking oxygen mask thing. Go sit down.
She just has her arms crossed. She's just staring at him the whole time.
That's a woman joke.
So he's got to say what?
Yeah, what? I what? What? That's fine. Oh, let's see you try it.
I will try it.
Oh, well, let's see you handle baggage in that. But you can't do that. You're fucking weak. Weak as woman.
I am weak. I also have an education. Comes from evil shit like that.
And then they get divorced.
Yeah.
That's how divorces work.
Southwest Airlines got another one.
People start working together at the airline. And
y'all know about Led Zeppelin. Y'all know about Led Zeppelin?
I know a little bit about Led Zeppelin.
You know a little bit. Courtney? No, not too much.
I know a little bit.
Everybody knows a little bit. Everybody knows Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, well, that's the go-to.
And that other one.
We R.I.P. Leonard Nimoy, we did.
Yeah, we did.
On Monday.
Cashmere. Everyone knows Cashmere.
Leonard Nimoy.
Because of the Puffy Cashmere song.
Da-na-na, da-na-na. Led Zeppelin, side two, Cashmere.
It's like a 9-minute song or 12-minute song or some shit. It's hard to get through Cashmere all the way because it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Da-na-na. It doesn't go anywhere. It's like, okay, we get it. Maybe if you're high.
Well, that's a given. High.
You got to get high first. I should put that in the instructions for the album.
Yeah, well, that's if you need instructions, then you don't know. You shouldn't buy this album.
That was implied.
But I don't get high, guys. So I just have to stop listening to Cashmere about 3.5 minutes in. Like, all right. Skips the next song.
There's nothing for you in Cashmere.
No, not after a couple minutes.
Nothing for you in Cashmere. Nothing. Hey, people. Tomorrow night, I'm in Easton, Maryland. Easton. Me and Jesse Thomas bringing this funny train to this funny train I don't feel too good about, but I'm bringing it out there.
That's a good promotion.
It is a good promotion.
It's really good. Yeah, it's good. I don't know. It probably won't be that great.
Don't like my act at all.
Come out, though. You guys should come out and see it.
Don't like my act at all. But come see it.
Come see it.
I'm in Eastern Maryland. You'll see some of these jokes I don't like.
Avalon Theater. I'll be there in May, May 9th.
Yes. You like your act still. You like your act?
There's stuff about it I don't like, but I tolerate it. Yeah. I mean, my act is fine. Stuff about it I hate.
I don't like it at all. Courtney,
I'll be
you
there
like
May
your
9th.
I'm starting to slowly like it more and more.
Young comic.
Oh, because I hate your act.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure. This is a thing, though.
I hate grapefruit.
I'm around a lot of good writers, and that shit will make you rethink every joke that you have every time you hear a good bit.
So you're tightening up, adding more punchlines?
That's pretty much what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to outperform them because I can't outwrite them.
Right.
So.
A lot of stool humping going on.
Yeah, man. I had to write a joke where I incorporated the mic stand, and I got to do a microphone dick act out. So
I was gonna say,
I got to do, do all
always,
the all
that
performance
always pays
things.
In the end.
Yeah.
Swing that
there's
mic
a
around.
there's a sweet spot at minute 15 in my set where I go, "Hey DJ, play that song I gave."
And now I'm not trying to be rude.
Yeah, I got a rap parody, so I'm trying to.
Yeah,
trying to
you
make
have
it.
To have a rap parody.
I'm trying to make it.
Do you have a Music Soul Child parody? Because if you have a Music Soul Child parody,
not enough people in my audience is
rapping.
I'm trying to be the first. Fuck a stool and be crossover. So,
so you're gonna make love to the stool.
Yeah.
You ain't fucking it.
Yeah.
Can't be loving them stools, Courtney.
So I'm trying to get into Bridgetown with a stool fucking act. I don't know. The comedy festival.
Well, do it ironically.
Go
do
to
it
Portland.
As a parody of bad read black comedy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, isn't comedy stupid? And let me just exemplify that by just showing black comedy stereotypes.
Yeah, so hopefully I can make it to the top.
Hey, wish comedy's luck, stupid, right? Like 2015, shit's crazy. Don't you hate when comedians
ain't no
say top that?
No more.
Don't you hate when black comedians say things like that? That's gonna be my example for every form of bad comedy is to imitate black comedians.
Yeah, because that's the only comedy that's bad.
Yeah, what I'm doing is great.
In the meantime,
though,
I'm gonna draw something on an easel.
What I'm doing is great.
I'm gonna draw on an easel.
Yeah, I backed out of that one.
Very creative.
Are they still doing that up there? Oh, God.
People are still using easels?
Seriously?
No. People aren't. I don't think people are going that route. I
don't
see anybody.
Are they taking their iPad up there with their drawings? A little bit of that. It used to be laptops.
I haven't seen Bledger in a long time, so I don't know.
He's busy writing essays on everyone's Facebook comments.
I haven't seen Bledger in a while, so I don't know what's happening. I just know there's some strong guys.
Yeah, strong.
Strong bullshit.
Yeah.
It's
very political answer. It's good.
Some strong. I'm just being serious. Some strong comedians and people I respect their writing.
Some good artists.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I mean, they draw well. They have the ability to draw well. I respect their writing and their drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna draw on an easel because I saw a guy do it and
what's
I thought
art?
It was good. So I'm gonna.
Yeah. Dimitri Martin.
It's funny, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's just funny.
You don't censor my art, guys.
Let me get a puppet next.
See, I feel like you're censoring my art.
And then I'm going to have the puppet say really racist things.
And sexist. And the puppet's going to hit on all the girls in the front row, like, "Hey, look at those tits." And I'll be like, "Hey, puppet, watch
that, puppet.
It. Come on, puppet." I used to do a bit about that. I used to do a parody about bad comics. I'd be like, "I'm going to fucking get a puppet up here. I'm just going to say all this dumb shit to you guys." And I'll be all, and the crowd wouldn't understand because they like puppet acts. Yeah. So I'd be making fun of something. They're like, "What? That'd be great. Why don't you pull out that puppet? We're actually not liking your other jokes."
Oof.
Randolph and Courtney are both texting.
My wife.
Oh. They're both texting Randolph's wife. That's a weird thing.
My wife. Let's hear these emails, man.
The three-way text. We have four emails this week, which we didn't get to any on Monday. First email is from Howard, which is good because we were wondering
what happened.
Because Howard was going to drive halfway across the state of Michigan.
Mistake.
To see a girl. And it's like snowy. Like, you know, he's risking his life. So everybody was wondering how that turned out. Well, here's Howard's email. What up, guys? It's your boy. Anyway, to expand on the girl I was, all caps, supposed to meet, but wasn't able to due to transportation issues. I know what she actually looks like because I've seen her pics on Facebook and because we Skype regularly.
Yeah, not a catfish. Go, Howie.
So Skype is basically having face-to-face contact. She's a bit bigger. But I think more Meghan Trainor than anything. That's the all about the bass girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She's now the go-to.
Yeah. She's like cute.
You could fuck with these white girls, Howie.
We both want to be with each other. God. And really, she's a better option than the ratchet chicks in Lansing or the college girls in East Lansing that don't want to fuck one of the groundskeepers.
What about that pog that wanted to fuck with you, though? The pog.
I think this is that girl.
I like pogs.
The pog from the beauty shop.
Oh, that girl. That's right. Yeah, that's,
you had a pog in hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. She's local. And also, he says about the girls at East Lansing, also, most of them are shallow as fuck. But yeah, just hook up with them. It doesn't matter. Howard says about the Oscars, I've come to terms with the fact that the Oscars has always and will be a giant circle jerk for white people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
The biggest proof that the Oscars never gave a shit about us is the fact that Denzel never got an Oscar for Malcolm X, but did get one for Training Day. Also remember that Halle didn't get an Oscar till Monsters Ball. To me, that tells me that Hollywood only rewards us when we're thugs, prostitutes, and slaves. But not when we are attempting to be the best of our race and not require a white savior.
I mean, there's some truth in that, but as far as like Training Day, I know from an acting standpoint, it's fun to be the bad guy. The bad guy has a lot more range than the good guy. They just do. The bad guy has a lot of range. The Monsters Ball, to me, the scene that won it for Halle Berry was when she realized that the guy knew her husband and she found the drawings, and her face in that scene was the one that, for me, that won the Oscar for her.
Now with Denzel, there's that. Well, they didn't give it to him for Malcolm X, but is there another Halle Berry role that she should have got an Oscar for? Because I don't think there is.
No, she did get the Golden Globe for Josephine Baker's Story, and she should have.
Was that an HBO movie?
That's why she got a Golden Globe for it.
It's not a feature film. Oscar.
This wasn't a feature film. It was an HBO movie.
She had to show her titties a lot.
Show her titties a lot.
A lot.
Courtney,
What did she do a lot, Courtney?
What'd she do?
Show her titties.
Was there dialogue in that movie? I didn't find out who Josephine Baker was until well past after that.
When is she going to meet Josephine Baker? Is he looking at her titties?
She did win a Golden Globe for that. So,
but I don't think
there is a partial truth to that, but that's not the whole truth of it.
Right.
It's like when the guys say, remember when Steve Kerr got the coaching job and he got like $2 million and I was talking to his brother Jim, and he was like, "Man, they wouldn't pay a black guy that kind of money." I said, "Okay. First of all, Steve Kerr has made relationships with people over the years, so he's being paid for relationships."
Right.
What you need to look at is when that next young black coach get hired, what kind of money does he make? Because Steve Kerr has now set the bar. If they come in underneath that money significantly, then you can say that.
He also was a GM, right? And with Steve Kerr. Before?
Was he a GM?
I think he worked in the front office. His resume wasn't just Jason Kidd, like player, coach.
Point being that it didn't matter because the next young black coach that got Steve Kerr money. So it didn't matter.
Right.
You know,
well, that's also the qualifications.
That's what I say. So I always tell people, look, just hold back your judgments based on, you know. Now, Denzel had a lot of great roles leading up to, you know. Also, we know how Sony feels about Denzel now based on these emails that got dumped.
Well, but the Oscars aren't for your draw. In fact, small movies often get the Oscar that didn't make money.
But we also looked at what that Oscar voter said, you know.
Right. Well, has he ever worn an I Can't Breathe t-shirt? Because if he did, then fuck Denzel, man. I think something like they've given away like 2,800 Oscars in the history of the awards, and like 41 of them have gone to black people.
2,800 against 41?
In any category.
Jesus Christ.
Something like that. That's not just best. That's like
37 of them were for like music.
Right, sound guy. Right. So three of them are 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to think about that.
Courtney is shaking his head.
But yeah, it's less than 50
Mafia,
black people.
Whoa. Sade.
Less
Prince?
Than 50 black people lifetime have won any kind of Oscar.
Yeah.
I think something like that. I think that's the number. It's like it's 40.
We ain't
something.
Even talked about the poor Mexicans or the Asians.
Although
Ang Lee has been winning, I think.
But what about how many white people won a BET award?
Yeah, well, Eminem.
Where's White
History Month? Justin Timberlake.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea. Ugh.
Where's White History Month?
You see, now she's off Instagram now.
Pretty
she's
much
off,
every white person to do rap music has won something.
Yeah, yeah, you white and you do, and you if you're white and you do hip hop,
R&B or hip hop, John B.
You gonna win.
Yeah, you're in.
You're gonna win the BET Award. You're gonna win the most black people.
And, give me another one, white people.
And somewhere,
send another one.
Somewhere, staring at an empty trophy shelf is Snow. Like, where did I go wrong?
He was a novelty.
He didn't win shit.
That's where he went wrong.
He's in Canada somewhere.
Oh, that is. I'm trying to think if Snow won anything.
Snow didn't win shit.
He was a novelty act.
He
Snow
won.
That's
he, yeah, he won it. I mean, we respect what you do a little bit.
Yeah, it was a novelty. Yeah.
Then fun them sucker yaka play yo.
Licky boom boom, licky boom boom down. It was a novelty. It was a novelty
and
act.
I think that was before BET had an award show.
Yeah, it was
he might have won.
He it may is. Have.
Might have won that year. Vanilla Ice, mm-hmm. first year out, might have won something.
Yeah.
If it's any consolation, white people, we also didn't like anything from the South on the BET Awards.
The South,
you
were,
yeah, you could be black and from the South. We were just like, nope, get over there with the white people.
Nope, nope.
You don't get an award.
That's such an ignorant ass.
Yeah, 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 because we booed Outkast. So, you know.
Yeah,
at the Oscars.
You need to take that shit to the Source Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
The Source Awards. Who wants to go to the Source Awards?
Everybody from the South.
The Oscars, even that sideshow the Oscars does, where it's like in a fucking hotel somewhere.
Yeah,
that's all white.
Yeah,
like even that, like the shit that's not even like the best animated feature, 10 minutes or less, whatever these weird categories, these things they break up. It's also going to be.
Definitely going to be.
How do the porn awards break down demographic wise?
Probably the exact same way, I would think.
Because there are porn stars
not a lot of black porn stars and highly produced films.
Oh, okay. So there has
Yeah, like a lot of those are like
has to be a dude like
they're like they're like parodies or like highly Lexington produced films, Steel. Like stuff that you put money into.
Right.
So it's just like, yeah, this is a multi-million dollar porn project that also parodies Star Wars or some shit.
They don't have the vivid contract.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Well, we had to put a black guy in because we need somebody to play Chewbacca because he's like an ape.
You get like an award for best makeup, and it's just like a chick who's painted like Mystique, and she's fucking, and none of the paint comes off.
Right.
So, even when she gets, like, there's cum on her face, but the makeup's still intact. Come on. How you not win an award for that?
That's pretty good makeup job.
She didn't sweat off her Mystique makeup around her vagina. Let's
First of all, the makeup's not on the other dude.
Yeah.
The dude's not just blue.
Exactly. If somebody doesn't give her a dick trophy.
The golden dick.
She deserves
it. So she can be happy. I want to thank the industry.
Isn't that what the AVN is?
I love you guys.
Award? Isn't it just a golden dick?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't know.
Has anyone ever watched it to know what one of those awards look like?
No, they don't put that shit up.
It's on Playboy.
I think Showtime showed it.
Nobody subscribed to Playboy. I feel like if you go over somebody's house and you're flipping through those channels and they subscribe to Playboy, you should leave immediately. Yeah, they're the scariest person.
Unless
we stayed at a hotel in New York one time. One time we went up there, this new hotel.
Has it, though.
We're flipping through channels. No, it just came up on straight porn. I was flipping through channels.
See,
I was like,
good.
what the fuck?
That's good. I'm providing for all your needs. But if you're subscribing to porn at your house.
So listen, we got a full bar. We got a kitchen.
Yep, always open.
There's a club downstairs. Porn.
Yep.
Wait, go back. Did you just say porn?
I did.
Yeah, all your needs.
I did. I mean, the full bar. If you come back upstairs alone, we got you.
You bring a girl back up and she says, none of that. We got you. Either way, we got you.
The only time the Playboy subscription, the channel subscription makes sense is if someone like lives with their dad. It's like, my dad gets it. He's like 60.
Yeah. Well, because he doesn't understand how the internet works and that it's all free.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just because of that.
It's like when you go to porn sites now and it's just like they'll show you a minute and they're like, give me $24 and I'll show you the rest.
Like,
yeah, well, or
I'm going to go see the rest right now. I'm about to put the name in.
Look,
it's going to be up.
You spent maybe $200,000 to make this porn and you want to charge me $24 to subscribe to it. I watched the movie they made for $500 million on the internet for free. What makes you think I can't get this movie? This movie's way less on the total. Like, it's way further down on the totem pole
than
Interstellar. Interstellar had Matthew McConaughey in it, and I'm watching it for free.
Yeah. Watch this three hour long movie on a on a laptop.
Right.
What you got?
I'm watching 3 hours of Interstellar. If you don't give me this 6 minutes so I can rub this out and go get my day going. You don't give me these fucking 6 minutes.
The whole thing is just to get my day going.
You know what I'm saying? You don't give me this 6 minutes so I can knock this fucking anxiety around. Out and go do the shit I need to do.
Fucking with me.
Yeah, they're like, we're only going to show you 4 minutes. It's like, well, that's all I really wanted anyway.
I think they should
act like that's a problem. We're only going to show you 4 minutes. Okay.
If you got to subscribe to porn sites now, I feel like you should call them. You should be able to talk to somebody and try to kind of like haggle your way into that porn site. So if you call me like, hey, man, just give me 2 minutes real quick. You just unlock the account. Let me in for 2 minutes. I don't need to see the whole movie. Shit.
Well, then you know what they're going to say. What 2 minutes do you want?
Okay.
We're going to give you 2 minutes and go 2 minutes of dialogue.
Yeah.
First of all, your porn is horrible if it has dialogue. Like, although, like, when you start a porn and it's a girl on a couch talking and, like, they're asking her questions.
Oh.
Do you think I care about her backstory? Oh. Hey, who was your first sexual experience? Like,
oh, that is the worst.
I want to stab the dude asking a question. That is the worst.
You don't want to relate to her at any level.
That is the worst. Tell me about your first sexual experience.
Because it's just like him asking a question, but there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dudes with hard dicks behind him like, that's the question you ask? The question wasn't, take all your clothes. Can you take all your clothes off right now? Can we put a dick anywhere? These are the questions we want to hear.
What? Do you have just any no dick zones on your
just
body?
Just fast forward through all that shit. Are you asking questions again? And then at some point the question turns into, so can you stand up and show us your ass?
And you're like, finally. Now I got to fluff myself.
You know what it is? It's like an intro in a black room.
Yeah.
It's like this next comic and then off on a tangent for 20 minutes. Like, what the fuck? Now, I was about to go on.
Now I got to fluff myself because I thought you were cute and I clicked the link. Goddamn.
Our next email comes from James. James, the title is Man Help a Ninja.
All right.
James.
What it do, 3GO? It's James from the boot again, Louisiana for non-Southern ninjas. Love the show and all you guys talk about being a ninja. That time he didn't say it. The first two, he said the word ninja. This time he did not. But a ninja needs some help. Parentheses. I hope Andy slips and says.
Yeah. Go ahead, James.
Ninja right there. LOL. I proofread these. I read them ahead of time. So I knew that was coming. This is the problem. For a few years now, there has been an ongoing argument in the black community and has divided black men all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know where you guys stand, which means I'll sit
You got two sitting here.
Here's the question. Did Kanye cheat down or up by going to Kim from Amber? I actually think it was a parallel move. To me,
That's a sideways move.
Nope.
That's sideways.
Nope. Let's let him finish. I'll let him finish. To me, it was a hoe for a whore.
Mm-mm.
If you go cheat on Amber, that's one of the only bitches you can do it with. I'm tired of fighting this battle in my circle and need some outside help. Also, when you guys get a chance, go to Instagram and look at Ply's videos. I swear he's the funniest motherfucker ever.
He is.
Well, first of all... Do we know that he cheated on her with Kim? Are we sure of that?
It's Kim. Well, he wanted Kim first. He has said that. He wanted Kim, and then she... Yeah.
He was willing to settle for him.
Matt rebuffed him. Whishmacallit was married. He was married. That's the joke, or that's the line he has in a song where Chris Humphries is married to her, and he was like, I almost stole her from you because I wanted her first.
Yeah.
But that might be his modern-day spin on it.
Let me break this down for you.
For me, okay. Go ahead.
He, for his career and being kind of a media genius that he is, mm-hmm. He upgraded. He upgraded because the star that Amber Rose is because of her body and because of her dating mm-hmm. Kanye West. So Amber Rose with any other rap star is just Amber Rose. Like Amber Rose with Wiz Khalifa. The controversy was, what the fuck is Amber Rose doing with Wiz Khalifa because of after Kanye West?
Mm-hmm.
But if Amber Rose would have dated Wiz Khalifa first, it would have been like, Wiz Khalifa gets the baddest chicks. What's her name again? Oh, the white chick with no hair. Mm-hmm. He got with Kim Kardashian because Kim Kardashian had her own brand. So
now,
if you,
do you believe that's the only reason he got with Kim Kardashian?
I mean, she has a banging body.
That's not what I asked you. That's, do you believe that that's on, the only reason he got with Kim Kardashian?
I mean,
was to increase his.
That's part of it.
Statue.
That's part of it. You're looking at. I'm part of a team with Jay-Z and Beyonce, who are a power couple. If I'm branding as a couple, like they're branding as a couple, I can't brand with Amber Rose. Mm-hmm. She already has a brand. She already has this thing established. She's already in the community. She can stand on her own. If Kanye and Kim get together and they got these cutesy names like Kimye, we're going to have these pretty weird children, mm-hmm. and we're going to be the power couple under the structure, the way the structure goes, mm-hmm. where we can bounce off. Amber Rose is not making Kim Kardashian money. Mm-hmm. So,
and not making it for Kanye.
Exactly. Yeah. So, It was a strategic move as much as it is she is bad. She might be cool to talk to. She got a bad body. We know she can't have sex, so it wasn't that. She's not good in the bed.
She couldn't have sex 10 years ago. She might have improved.
Okay, she might have. She might have. She's dating these corny dudes who are not giving
that's
her
thing. She
making
dates
her,
corny
her
dudes.
Who are not making her improve.
Reggie Bush,
you have
Chris
to
Humphrey,
you have to start
they're
you
not
have
corny.
To, Yeah, they're corny. They're pretty corny.
Reggie Bush is corny?
Reggie Bush is mad corny.
Okay.
Corny he dresses
dude.
Well, but Reggie Bush is mad corny.
There's nothing wrong with being a corny dude,
you can
by
dress
the
well
way.
And be corny.
There's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that. He's just a corny
but
dude.
But no one's gonna call her out because she hasn't dated. Like, Kanye West probably is someone who could correct the situation by going, sure. Hey, look, this is what I like. This is what you should do.
Like, right. let's say Kim had dated Idris Elba.
Okay.
You'd be like, he's knocking the bottom out that.
Yeah. No. She's fighting to upgrade her status in the bedroom. Yeah, she's like, I gotta. This is Idris Elba. I gotta. Look. She's
knocking look. So we bottom. Don't know.
She's on some Mike Epps. Like, you ever had your dick sucked from the back?
Knocking the bottom. It's not like we know her whole sexual history. We don't know everybody she's hooked up. We know the high profile people since she's got her TV show.
There's no reason to believe that the low profile people are as good as
the
high profile
people. The low profile people are like, I'm just happy to be here.
Be here, yeah. They probably were.
The high profile people are the people we're looking at. Like, you need to correct the situation. You know what she does. You know what you want. You correct the situation. She's having pretty girl sex where it's just like, you should be happy to be here. Be happy to be in this.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna sweat.
Right.
Either.
I'm just gonna lay here and be pretty.
And get it. So you do everything.
Well, I don't think
Amber Rose fucks. That's not even a question to me. That's her whole appeal is like this girl fucked.
Well,
the
maybe
shit out of this girl fucked the shit.
Maybe
out.
Well, she was out of Kanye's league sexually. Maybe he couldn't hang with her.
Probably.
That's maybe
he might need a girl who's more. Like,
probably. Have you seen her twerk videos? Have you seen her grinder on the
Jesus
internet?
Jesus Christ, man!
She put up two last week.
Her videos are insane.
She does every week. She puts up a twerk.
Her
video.
Hip movement is insane. The thing, as I looked at it,
she's
is
insane.
Business wise, it's an upgrade. It's not a question.
Of course it is, yeah.
Woman-wise, it's just a lateral move.
You think so?
As a matter of fact,
I think Amber Rose,
sexual-wise, it's a down play.
I think Amber Rose, like, if you look at Amber Rose on the internet, Amber Rose is a better woman, better at being a woman.
You think so?
Than Kim Kardashian.
I think
Amber Rose at some point had body but was a regular girl.
Yeah, I think it's a different type of woman, and I'm doing air quotes, it's a different type of womanness, but I wouldn't put it as better. I just think it's different.
Listen, Chloe's a tall, weird one that had to actually
Chloe's the one out of the Kardashians that I would want.
Exactly.
To play
Chloe's a tall, weird one who was a bit of an outsider who had to develop actual personality
skills.
Yes. Whereas the rest of them didn't. Yeah. And I'm saying Amber Rose has been a regular person before.
Bruce is going to have to develop some skills at some point.
You can come in the house and Amber Rose could be laid on the couch looking mad sexy. And you're like, hey, what'd you do today? Made a couple of pork chops in the microwave. Yeah. Oh, shit.
A couple pork chops?
Oh, shit. Hey, you come in the house and Kim Kardashian is not laying sexy on the couch with her hair wrapped up.
That's a good point.
She's probably doing some shit and pacing back and forth, and there's somebody watching the kid for you. Yeah, and you're like, hey, did you cook something? No, but we can order something. We're rich.
You know what Amber Rose does do, though, is she leaves the kid with her mom and just gallivants around the world.
Classic regular girl body shit. Yeah, of course you do.
Money.
You have a you're
I wouldn't be a fan of that if I was Wiz Khalifa.
You got a baby daddy and you leave your kid with your mom. That's classic regular
girl shit.
Classic regular girl shit.
I think being the white guy here, the only way to compare the two is to compare their songs. So here's Kim Kardashian. The song is called Jam. Turn it up.
Oh, God.
We'll see if Kanye made the right move. Yeah.
I'm in the studio.
She's crawling in slow motion.
Of course she is.
With her ass showing. This sounds like that Friday song.
This song has 3 million views.
This is annoying.
That
shit
sounds like an alarm on a car.
There we go.
She wants to act like she goes to the club and dances.
She can't dance. She
can't dance.
Ask her when she moves. Tell her to move. Name one time in this music video where you're supposed to move that she moves.
She's just posing for pictures.
What's, yeah, exactly. That's what's what she's good at.
They play in my jam. They play in my jam. The song is
they
so meta.
They play in my jam.
This is a song about a song. Okay, so we've got a we got a good taste of that one. Now, let's listen to.
Yeah,
we have two Amber Rose songs to choose from. We're going to choose one that we've listened to before on the podcast. Loaded.
Sounds like somebody.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Already better.
Yeah.
Already less annoying.
It's better song.
It's better just because it's less annoying. This is that
the video.
This is that one time
it's
you twerked. This is the one time you went to the studio and you shook your ass for a producer and he was just like, "You trying to come in the booth? You trying to lay down a song? I'm hoping that we lay down this song and then you let me smash." She lay down a song and she get it burned on the disc. I'm like, thank you. He just walks out.
Oh, you're gonna be gonna get the number? Yeah. I'm loaded. You get the number?
This is the hook.
Oh yeah. She wins for not saying anything during the hook.
The hook is music. That's diabolical.
Sounds like an LMFAO song.
Yeah.
It does.
Probably same producer, by the way.
Or someone who's imitating. I'm loaded.
No, I mean, it's probably the same producer for both girls' songs.
Oh, yeah. It's a robot. Now, this is another song she has called Fame. And okay. I don't think we ever listened to this one.
Well, she was loaded.
Well, this is... What
well,
is this
it
shit?
Can't be loaded.
This is an actual video? Is this real? Is this a real song? This is not a music video. I don't know if this is her. This could be anyone.
Is there a face attached to it?
Well, no, it's just someone's using like TMZ footage of Amber Rose behind this song. But we do know that the other song was hers because there was a whole story came out when she put it out.
Well, the other song was better.
Now, I think Amber Rose's song is better than Kim Kardashian's song. For what it's worth, they're both awful songs. But if I was to have to choose between the two, I would choose Loaded. I would not choose Jam.
Oh.
It's just annoying.
She has a very tuneless voice. Like, there's no personality behind
it. Imagine that. No personality. Isn't that weird how her voice has no personality?
So she went to the studio because Amber Rose had her song had like a point of view. Kim Kardashian went to the studio, they're like, what do you want your song to be about? She's like, songs. Can I do a song about songs? Like, I like songs. And they're like, no, but what do you want your song to be about? Jams. At least Amber Rose had something to talk about. It was ridiculous about how she's loaded and has money and shit. But that's what a lot of rap songs are about.
Yeah.
No, loaded, I think, means she's high.
Drunk? High?
Yeah, or drunk. Yeah.
It's a double entendre. She's high and she's got money.
Already better song then. Already a better song.
It is a better song.
What do you want to define you, Kim? I, like, my song plays, I move. Can we do a song about
Bring
that?
Bring up... What's the Paris Hilton's? Paris Hilton had a song.
Oh, that's right, she did, didn't she? Hold on. What happened to Paris Hilton's life? She's not really making headlines anymore.
What's the window though?
Well, she's in her 30s, I guess.
She was the first one of these.
She's living a normal Hilton life.
Yeah.
She's being rich and traveling the world.
Yeah. She was the first one of these women to start doing this.
She has she put out like maybe a full album worth of songs.
Yeah.
This one is a video. Of course, there's a commercial at the beginning. 5-second commercial.
What if it's just They're Playing My Jam, sung by Paris Hilton?
This one's called Come Alive.
Oh, God. Is it spelled C-U-M?
No. Auto-tune.
They all sound the same.
Love is your addiction?
I've never heard
I thought
anybody,
alcohol was your addiction.
I've never heard anybody sing auto-tune and still sound like they can't sing. Until now.
This is her angst. Like, her life is crazy and she's living a dream, but it's still hard.
You know what's hard about watching this?
What's that?
She paid somebody to write these dumbass words for her.
Yep. Some eighth grader.
Like it would be acceptable if she wrote that. But she paid someone to write these dumbass words. And I respect that person for going, yeah, I'm going to get that money. Huh?
Living the dream. Life is hard, but I'm having fun. It's a hook.
It's not a bad hook. You make me dance. You make me feel easy.
You make me come to life. Let's check out one of her other offerings.
Whew, that's horrible.
We've got one called Nothing in This World. We've got one called Good Time featuring Lil Wayne.
Oh, that's it.
Featuring Lil Wayne. Was he hard up for money that week? Oh, is this the same song?
Same song, isn't it?
Yeah, no, he's hard up for money because Baby's taking it all.
Isn't that the same song?
Well, sort of. This has 7 million views.
Of course it does. I can't believe people think she's attractive.
Stop asking. Don't you hate it when women keep asking? Are you having fun? Are you having a good time? Stop asking.
God.
She's a hack. Of course she is. Why wouldn't she be?
What's Lil Wayne's part sound like?
I don't know. That was Lil Wayne singing. He didn't recognize his voice.
She's got his Young Money brand up there. Was she on Young Money?
No.
She's got his Young Money hat on.
That helps, though. That she helps
probably
Young Money.
Product
Young
placement.
Money Cash Mother Brothers.
Yeah, that helps Young Money.
YMCMB.
So Lil Wayne, if he shows up in this video, he'll be the first black person in it. Like
He'll be the only black person in it, I think, is what you mean.
It's a bunch of rich white kids having a pool party is what's going on in the video. This is why it's a good time. The song is called Good Time. Where's Lil Wayne at? This is where this song has put me. I'm anticipating Lil Wayne's appearance. I've never done that before. Oh,
you don't give a fuck?
Ooh.
Really?
I don't give a fuck. If you're not here to party, get out of my way.
Okay.
Because partying is important.
Party's what's important here.
I love the party. Good times, guys. Good times.
Hey.
Living the dream, guys. Good times. Let's do a cannonball in the pool. Good times.
I saw you see Lil Wayne. Because I'm
having a good time. She's having a good time. And I might be a bit tipsy. And then who's this black guy that just walked into my backyard?
We haven't seen him yet. There he is. He's not even in the video.
No, he had his part earlier.
He's someplace far away with other black people.
Yeah, he added that part afterwards. And asked her ass, but what? Told she never slacks without a button up. I rolled the dice and lucked up. I'm all in, I'm all in.
More money, more problems. More I am money, simple Simon. He just
phoned this one in. I get special treatment. Girl, turn over good defense. Her name was Paris. I asked her, do you speak French?
Yeah, he got that. He got money. It was just like, that's a check.
She fucked me like she loved me. She fucks you like she loves you. Do you think it's love? Thanks for not replying. It's Paris Hilton, bitch.
He should have just done his whole part like outside the gates of her house, buzzing. He just keeps doing it through the buzzer, like, "Hey, I'm here. I'm here. Hey, let me in. Why can't I get in? It's me, Wayne. Lil, first name Lil.
Turn this shit off.
Tunchi, can you check? I'm on the list.
Tunchi, the boss.
I'm on the list. Can you check Tunchi? Try with T-O-O-N.
Tunchi, the boss.
Can you do it T-O-O-N? Tunchi?
Tunchi.
It's F, and the F is four.
Tunchi, the boss.
So
we have another email.
We do have a couple of emails. I would say music-wise, Amber Rose wins. I don't know if that means anything to the conversation.
It means that he upgraded, yes, but Amber Rose is the winner.
We have an email from Mikkel.
Hey, Mikkel.
M-I-K-K-E-L. 1K away from being a terrible name. Yeah. Hey, guys. He's a new listener. I found your show from the Black Guy Who Tips. Thank you. I've been listening now for a few months now. Wanted to write in after hearing Tim talk about my hometown, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he's right. There's nothing here, and I'm trying to get out of here. Great show. I like it when y'all talk about news and articles. And also, after hearing a few episodes about music, I want to know y'all's ages. Keep up the great work. P.S. Randolph reminds me of a friend of mine married to a white girl with a mixed kid, worked out a lot, and very opinionated.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Those things all kind of go hand in hand.
It's a type.
Those things kind of go hand in hand.
Our ages. I'm 40.
I'm 46.
Tim is what, 36?
35, I believe.
Courtney?
I'm 32.
32. Courtney's 32. So there you go. We're all from roughly the same era. Courtney's a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last email we have is from Jennifer. By the way, Mikkel, thanks for listening. Thanks for a shout out to Black Eye Tips, by the way. Jennifer, beloved three guys on. It's your little girl, Jenny or Jennifer or Jen, the girl who comes to the draft house.
Yes.
Whatever y'all care
Jenny,
to say.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
Whatever y'all care to say, though, thanks. And thanks, Andy, for really trying to nail it. I don't know. I probably said every version of her name. At the very least, you nailed my heart. Well, thank you.
Oh. Okay.
That sounds like a Paris Hilton song title. You nailed my heart.
I'm Simple Simon. I'm rapping about hearts.
Pool party.
You come to me. We won't be apart.
and she makes that heart with her hands that dump. So Jen or Jenny or Jennifer, whatever. Sorry for not emailing sooner. I got behind on podcast because I've been busy trying to raise someone else's son.
That's true.
You get it. Trying to raise a son. Tim, it's great to actually hear you on the show. Well, he'll never hear this.
Yeah, well, he won't hear this.
I can forward
Tim
it to
Miller
him.
Lives.
Hashtag.
Won't hear this.
What lovely opinions you have. Please, don't abandon us again. I need to hear more. Well, all right.
Well.
Find him on Facebook. Randolph, no offense taken with the calling me a little girl thing.
You are a little girl.
I didn't always used to be so nice about it, but I'm almost 30, and I literally just got peed on, so I'll take anything resembling a compliment right now. I hope the peed on thing was about raising a son.
Yeah, wasn't about us.
some dude just peed on her. She's like, I got to write an email.
Go on. New email.
Did you pee on me?
Do you want to Skype?
Can you hand me my laptop, please?
Yeah, you need to elaborate on that and let us know if that's like a real thing or not.
Yeah, well, I think the child.
Yeah,
let's hope.
Jokes get lost.
Oh, little girl.
Over content.
Anyway, I'm still loving the show, but there was one thing I've been noticing a lot of lately at 3GO headquarters that I wanted
women?
To address. Y'all really seem to hate feminists.
Yeah, well, some.
Well, here's where she's going with it. Granted, the people you usually disdainfully refer to as feminists are, in fact, crazy bitches. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, from everything I've heard, 3 out of 3 guys on are feminists. I know, crazy, right?
Well, wait. 3 out of 3 guys are feminists?
Yes.
Well, we don't look, we want women to win.
Well, here's what she
says. We never said we don't.
She says, honest, all that's required to be a feminist is a belief that women are human beings and deserve the same rights, freedoms, and opportunities as men. That's as deep as it gets. Yeah, we just don't like like annoying feminist bloggers is what it comes down to. And they're not necessarily representative of all feminists, but on the internet they are. And when you're on the internet a lot, that's what becomes the picture of feminism.
Yeah, and that's the picture of feminism. Y'all might need another term at this point because these bitches have co-opted your term.
So, crazy bitches.
You might need another term. We want women to win. We say that all the time. We want women to win.
She says, sorry if that sounded preachy or mean. No, it didn't sound.
No, not at all.
I personally don't care about words and how people use them. Words are thoughts, and those should never be restricted. My only thing is that people now are basically using the word feminist to convey folks who are generally cunty when it comes to women's issues. So now
she said it. This was not the words of the Three Guys on Podcast. So the words of Jen calling people cunt.
She's cunty.
Cunty. Jen called people cunty. Three Guys on will never call feminist cunty.
The new song from Paris Hilton. Cunty.
Jen called people cunty.
I'm cunty. I'm having a cunty.
Cunty.
So now, instead of feminism being the positive, rational thing that it is, everyone just thinks it means big old cunt babbling endlessly about male privilege.
It's twice.
About male privilege.
Get him, Jen.
And girl power.
Big old cunt.
Bleh. So maybe just for me, when another story pops up about a dumb chick trying to get some guy fired for doing or saying something they, quote, felt was anti-woman, because we all know it will happen, maybe just call these assholes what they are instead of focusing on the fact that, yes, they're probably also feminist. That's fine. They are assholes.
You big old cunt.
They are assholes.
They're cunty cunts.
They are
cunts.
Assholes. But you have to admit, Jen, that there's a big subset of feminists who are...
Well, they're self-interest.
Proud cunts.
They're self-interest.
They're just proud cunts.
And sometimes self-interest.
They're proud of it. Look at Courtney's face. They're proud of
we
being
could
cunted.
Use, we could just use her term, big old cunt babbling endlessly.
Big that's, old that's babbling ass cunts.
Babbling ass.
Mork ass babbling ass cunts. Big old trig ass cunts. And then she says, thanks for even reading this email and congrats on your newfound feminism, gents. I'm sure we'll be able to do juice cleansers and linking up our moon cycles any day now.
Oh, Jesus.
Your little fan, Jenny. P.S. I have to go I have got to know how Howie's trek for online love went. Don't be so cynical, 3GO. Someone once drove 100 miles to meet me, and not only did I put out, but we're still friends.
You better had.
Who knows? It might work out for old Howie, too.
You better had.
Well, old Howie was a...
You're a good girl, Jen.
Yeah.
You're a good girl.
She's a good little girl. Pat her on
good
the head
little
now.
Girl.
Well,
you did the Lord's work.
And I'm sure Howard would have been expecting the same from his Meghan Trainor girl.
You were, yeah.
Had he not had, I guess, car
My
issues.
My point is, you got this paw right in your hand that you just met.
Well, that's
the number. Why are you driving across the country?
Look, you call a number. You Skype across the state. And maybe he prefers to Skype.
Girl in the hand, two in the bush, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you wouldn't be in her bush.
Well, he got near no bushes.
Yeah, but you know, no bushes.
So yeah, I agree, Jenny. We are we do hold some ideas and thoughts that would be considered feminist in a broader definition, but the definition is narrowed because of sort of the Jezebel feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sort of associate all that with feminism. Maybe we're wrong there. So, but
I also say I don't like anybody who's liberal, the insane liberal. So
right. But you don't necessarily hate all liberals.
Yeah, I don't particularly hate all feminists. I hate people who are shrill about it, which is exactly what you're saying. Shrill, dumbass cunts.
And interested in something,
big cunts.
Something other than equality. Interested in just shaming or shutting someone
up. Yeah, you
want to
shame people, you
want
to shut them down, or you want to be elevated above. That's another one.
Well, that's all our emails.
We've been behind so long, now we want to be above.
Right. Yeah. And you'll never take our spot.
Yeah,
cunts.
In my spot, cunt. Big old cunt.
That part was a joke.
Big old babbling ass cunt.
Big old cunt babbling endlessly.
Endlessly. Endlessly. That's fantastic.
It is pretty endless. If anyone ever wants to email us, it's threeguyson@gmail.com.
And hit us.
We did get an email also on Facebook.
Really?
Well, yeah. I think you responded
Facebook.
To it. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, I did.
We got an email from a listener who emailed us through Facebook, which you can find us on
He's
Facebook.
He's out of Texas. That's how I remember.
Yeah, we got a lot of Texas connections. Hold on. Yeah, I got a fucking pages manager updated. God damn it. Come on, Facebook. All right, here we go. Lavelle. That's who emailed us. Lavelle says, y'all funny. You never let me down with your jokes, commentary, and overall discussion. Homemade ice cream is never good.
Nope.
Never, ever good.
Nope.
Basketball in Berry Farm is more than a notion. I used to play at run and shoot, too. Every once in a while,
yeah.
I would get run off the fast court. Rhubarb pie is something that you try once and never again.
I don't know what the fuck a rhubarb is.
Yeah,
you
don't
fuck with
we
it.
Talked about it a couple weeks ago. You your voices and stories make me miss home.
It's
I listen to your podcast.
It's a member of the Nightshade family.
I listen to your podcast
which is not a criminal gang.
No. small gang. Nightshade family.
Not some people to fight Batman.
Nightshade family.
Should be. Lavelle says, I listen to your podcast while surviving life in the heart of Texas, and y'all crack me up. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks. Thanks for emailing us, Lavelle. Yeah, I guess he's from the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. He's been to
and now he's shipped off to Texas.
The spots, Berry Farms. Okay. I've never actually been there, but Tim, I guess Tim has played it.
Well, you've been to Berry Farms, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Did you go at night and do run and shoot?
Mm-mm.
Your mom wouldn't let you go?
Run and shoot is a different thing.
Yeah, run and shoot is a 24-hour basketball.
Did you go at night?
Maryland, right?
Run and shoot, yeah. We used to play run and shoot. I would sneak out of the house and go play run and shoot. but Berry Farms used to have 2-on-2 tournaments. Never good to play on the 2-on-2 tournaments, but I did play over in that park. It's right down the street from where I grew up.
How many times were you robbed and or mugged?
My brother got his bubble coat taken right across the street at Anacostia Station, but I had never gotten robbed there.
His bubble coat?
Where'd you get robbed at?
At a house party in Maryland.
The bubble coat thing, was that at the point of a weapon? Knife point? Gun point? Yeah. What was it? Knife?
Yeah. In daylight in Anacostia. Zero
one
fucks
guy or two guys?
One guy. Zero fucks given. Run that.
Yeah. He just said, give me your coat. Was it cold out?
Yeah. I mean, he had a bubble coat on. Yeah.
So now he's cold.
On the way to the bus. Yeah, I don't think that guy was just being considerate. Like, he was like, hey, don't catch no cold out here.
Now give me your coat.
You said, hey, I was considerate. I robbed you right before the bus came. Hop your ass on that bus. Don't be out here fucking around. It's cold.
No one get pneumonia out here.
Right. Now take your ass straight home.
You gotta watch out for that bad element.
You know, yeah. It's real out here.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess... I mean, I know that there's stories of like getting robbed in Southeast and shit, but I've always heard that Berry Farms actually is a little bit free of that. Like, it's kind of self-policing.
The problem is, if you live in Berry Farms, you in Berry Farms, you are there because somebody invited you or you live there.
Yeah.
You there's no robberies because who's dumb enough to just go, I'm going to just go walk through here real quick. Yeah. I'm going to cut through here on my way to the train. No.
Yeah.
You fucking stay out of there because you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thanks for the email, Lavelle. Again, threeguyson@gmail.com, or you can get us on Facebook at threeguyson.
There you go.
So there you go.
Hit us. Let's talk about jigaboos.
You want to hear the clip?
That's what
first?
I woke up.
I do want to hear
thinking
the clip.
About. All right,
I'm gonna pull the clip.
Goddamn jigaboos.
It's funny. Everyone's like, "What an awful racial slur!" Now let's repeat it 50,000 times
why
on Twitter.
Why is her co-guy dressed like a pimp?
It's like local news,
like,
man.
Look at that suit. Like a motherfucking... Oh, shit, with the red on it?
Look at that suit.
Yeah, red on red?
He said the word daddy, and he wasn't talking to his father.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
He's got the black with the red pinstripes and the red shirt,
it
the red
be funny
tie,
shit.
And the red pocket square.
It would be hilarious if she when she said jigaboo
music. And she's
music.
Got the red shirt on the
yeah,
match.
They match. It would be hilarious if when she said jigaboo music, he just backhanded her across the face and then just said, we'll be back.
Bitch! He didn't even say, we'll be back. He just smacks her and it just goes, bitch! And then to an Acura commercial. Straight to an Acura commercial.
Face the black.
They're talking about Lady Gaga at the Oscars.
Last night, with his tribute to the Sound of Music afterwards, Julie Andrews joined her on stage, gave her a hug, and called it... wonderful.
It was
it's
wonderful.
Very impressive though, isn't it?
It's hard to really hear her voice.
Lady Gaga.
With all the jigaboo music that she does, whatever you want to call it. Jigaboo.
Yeah, she has a nice voice.
She's a gorgeous voice. Yeah. I never knew.
Go back to the clip again. Let me hear a clip.
It repeats again on this video. Here we go.
I don't want to hear her part. I just want to hear music.
You want to hear the Lady Gaga part?
Yeah, I want to hear the Sound of Music afterwards.
She sounded good.
Julie Andrews joined her on stage, gave her a hug, and called it wonderful.
It was.
It's very impressive, though, isn't it?
It's hard
what's
to
the,
really
what's the music
hear
she's
voice.
Talking about?
Lady Gaga.
With all the
she's saying a medley of songs from the Sound of Music.
That she
so she's saying that Lady Gaga's voice is normally like behind a lot of like processing or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is the thing with Lady Gaga. Everyone's like, but she has talent, guys. And every now and then she actually sings in a way that people can appreciate.
Oh, she's saying that Lady Gaga usually sings jigaboo music.
Yeah, behind
jigaboo music that she does, whatever you want to call it, jigaboo.
She has a nice voice.
She's
get the camera off
voice.
Me.
I never knew
she fucked up. Did you hear the panic? You heard the panic.
She knew she fucked up immediately.
In my opinion, he's the one who fucked up. But the whole thing was...
Do you know... Do you know... Do you... Like, he is... he has to keep it going for the show.
And this is the thing is that we got to stop. I would have
ice grilled the shit out of her.
Exactly.
She would have started that nervous laugh. And just been looking at her.
We got to stop this thing of.
How funny if that if he'd be like
that would have been. That would have been the whole shit right there.
If he had mean mugged her and he said some shit like, nah.
We'll be right back.
No,
he just looks at her and just looks in the camera. We'll be right back.
What if for the whole rest of the news, the newscast there, the show, she had to do it with her hand in his pocket? You know what I mean? Like, this is your payment.
That's funny as shit.
This is what you're walking on the hand in my pocket. No.
I wish it would have been like Black Dynamite where she would have said Jigaboo music twice and it just like, boop, and then it would have been a new newscaster in her desk.
Now, she came out like almost immediately and said, whoa, hold on.
I'm part Hispanic, so I can call them monkeys.
I call them whatever I want.
She said she didn't know that Jigaboo was a real word. She thought it was just a word for like nonsense or something like that. She didn't know she was saying something that was a racially charged word, apologized, and then Twitter said, get her. And then everyone after
her. Well, thing is that, and first of all, I blame him for being like, bitch.
We can't blame him. She said it before he could do anything.
I'm like, fucking.
There's no blame on him.
You got to say something afterwards. You got to address that. We don't know what he did off mic, but.
Right,
he's if me and Courtney had been sitting there, she would have got something.
The show must go on.
Me and Randolph could have been having a conversation with headphones in front of cameras, like we production team. Like, yeah, man, I was watching an All-Star game, yeah. And out of the corner, yeah. Jigaboo music. Hold on.
So here it is.
Hold on real quick.
So you guys are on the show. So we're gonna here's the moment. Like, this is. Let's say you guys are actually on the show.
Yeah, man. So I was fucking with Tony.
I got a problem with my headphones. This bitch just said Jigaboo.
I could have swore she just said Jigaboo.
Who is she calling Jigaboo?
She said Jigaboo. I'm sorry.
Who is she calling Jigaboo? Yeah.
She's talking to me?
Whatever you want to call it. Jigaboo.
Yeah. I don't want to phone with the booth. Hey, cut it. Cut her. I'm going to punch her in the face.
Jigaboo.
So she said, I didn't know what the word meant, which is the easy way out now.
She didn't
I didn't know what the word meant. Here's the thing.
She wasn't aware.
And then I found out a little bit about her background. Okay.
Of course you did.
Beauty queen.
Yeah. Well, it was easy to find out. Yeah, she's a beauty queen. She's originally from Kentucky. She's a beauty queen.
Somebody in her house has said Jigaboo music before.
She's originally from Kentucky. She's Miss Missouri.
Someone has said Jigaboo music before.
I'm supposed to believe that you don't know what Jigaboo means. I'm supposed to believe that.
The only
fuck out of here, man.
For me, the only defense of her point of what she said, what she
Ed
didn't know
face.
What it meant.
Come on, son.
The only thing that brings any credence to her saying she didn't know that was a real thing is that she used it to describe Lady Gaga. Because Lady Gaga's music,
she was describing the music,
couldn't be described really as
it's
black
not,
music.
It's not, although maybe in her mind it is.
To me, that's the only thing that doesn't fit. Like, it's weird to throw a racially charged word as a descriptor for Lady Gaga's music. That's all. But other than that, she didn't make the word up on the spot accidentally.
Yeah, well.
You know, she's heard it before.
You know, I'm like, come on, son. You never heard this word before? Come on, son.
Smack.
You grew up in, you're from Kentucky. You're Miss Missouri. Come on, son.
Well, on the other hand. Beauty queens really don't know anything about anything.
Come on, son.
So there's all this that angle.
Come on,
so,
son.
She doesn't know shit. She's
and none
queen.
And none of your friends. You never heard this word growing up at all. Never growing up. Come on, son.
She heard it. She thought it was worth. She thought it was like a gibberish word.
Yeah.
Like it didn't really mean
come
anything.
On. Come on, son. It's a gibberish word. That's that's ascribed to things
that
you don't
sounds
like.
That sounds a lot like
people. And
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
That's exactly what it is.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
She said,
"Well, get out of here."
She said, it's important for me to let you know that I deeply regret my insensitive comment.
No, you
and
don't.
I truly
come
did
on,
not
son.
Know the meaning of the word and would never intentionally use such hurtful language. Channel 8 backed Capel in a statement citing the anchor met with, quote, a group of African American clergy to begin the process of reflecting on the gravity of this incident.
I don't even know what that means.
I rebuke your foul language in the name of Black Jesus.
Can I go? Am I done?
Dude who's pushing the podium is strong as shit now. He has to constantly push that thing out.
I rebuke you.
Can we? Are we done with this? This
delivered.
Jigaboo Church. Can we get it?
I'm not gonna say that no more.
So she had her podium moment. Yeah.
At least she didn't throw the Black Friends defense out there.
She didn't. The news station said Christy regrets her actions.
When is somebody going to not regret it, though? When is somebody going to do some ill shit? Yeah. When is she going to be like, all right, well, look.
Well, I mean, if you're over at Fox.
Tell them stop. Yeah. Tell
you
them
double
stop,
down.
Tell them stop fucking with them.
If you're at Fox, I mean, she's not a Fox correspondent. If she was.
She might be now.
Yeah, well.
A lot of, that's what happens a lot.
Yeah.
If they get hired away by Fox.
Yeah.
If she just dyes her hair blonde, she's perfect.
There you go.
They have a lot of beauty queens, former beauty queens.
You can fit right in here. Dye your hair blonde. Talk stupid.
Yeah, say a lot of things.
Say inflammatory things. Talk about people of color.
The news station said in her on-air apology,
like when they were having a memorial service for someone who died slash a protest, and on Fox News, Gretchen Carlson was like, "But what about the Christmas tree lighting?"
Yeah, let's go to the more.
Is that going
to
interrupt the Christmas tree lighting?
New York. That was when the dude got killed.
Eric Garner.
Is that going to interrupt the Christmas?
You know, this is really putting a wrench in my whole plan to take a picture. A selfie.
Somebody's dying, and wrongfully is interrupting you.
Yeah, you.
Because de Blasio was like, "I'm not fucking with it either."
Yeah, and by the way, you have that picture from every other year. Like, you know, you don't need, you can take a picture of the tree from last year. And just
but I can't
it.
Hashtag it 2014. it's all about the hashtag.
The news station says Christy vowed to learn from the experience and has begun the process with help from clergy, friends, family, and coworkers. Somebody, she's not asking all those people.
Somebody, no, somebody sat her down. That black dude was just like, "Hey, look, stop saying that shit on camera. Say what
you're making
you want
me look
to
bad.
Say, yeah. You, now I gotta explain this shit to my. I gotta go home for Easter and explain this shit to my family. Why y'all? Like, why you let that white girl say jigaboo so many times and not smack her? Do you know the shit that he?
That's his, the problem for
his
me.
Family. His family's rolling out the podium on him. He has
that's
to address
for me.
All the black
people.
You got
people. Your power suit on too, dog.
You know what I'm saying? You gonna wear a red shirt and a red tie? I know you had on red shoes and you ain't smacking.
You didn't smack the shit out of her.
What color shoes you had
we
on?
We had on red.
What color?
Shoes.
What color shoes you had on?
The black and the red.
You know what I'm saying? You had on the one
Jordans.
The black and the red.
You had the black shoe with the red toe.
Yeah.
You had the red toe buckle.
That's
on.
What he had on.
And you ain't touch your
he
face.
He had the black shoe with the or he had the red shoe with the black cross thing going over it.
Don't y'all
the
don't
black
y'all,
saddle shoe.
Don't y'all chairs roll? Yeah, your chair. You ain't even kick her chair off screen. You couldn't just roll her ass off screen. See, I blame you. I blamed him too.
I was like, it's his fucking fault.
That's what his family's saying.
Why don't you say some shit
that,
to her.
Look, as soon as that shit went to break, his phone was going nuts.
Lady Gaga.
With all the Lady Gaga music that she did, whatever you want to call it.
That's his laugh.
Watch his voice. I never knew.
That's that oh shit laugh. shit.
Yeah, he was like,
that's the laugh you make when you say something wrong around your wife and your wife just looks at you.
Oh, you know
shit.
I be out here doing shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I thought I was talking to my friends for a second. Oh shit! I let the other me out.
Shit.
My worlds collided at my own hand.
Shit. That's that laugh. That's the laugh he just did. That's the laugh he just did, player.
Because she put him in a bad situation.
You
she put him in a horrible situation. Because now we're looking at you to check her for us.
Yeah, come on, man.
You just got fubu'd.
But you know, look, if he, let's say not physical violence. Let's say he just put his foot on the side of her chair and just
moved
fucking pushed her out of the screen and was like, good evening, Christy's off tonight.
That might have actually worked better for her.
Finish the news. He'd get fired and she'd keep her job.
Yeah, that might have worked out better for the whole situation.
So he doesn't want to lose it. There's not much he can do that doesn't take him.
Gotta say something. We gotta stop being passive about stuff like this. We gotta stop people. Oh, man, I'm gonna get fired. They ain't gonna fire you. Fire you for what? Saying that, asking her, but hey, don't say. You know that's a racist. That's some racist shit you just said, right?
He probably got.
But that's a. But he's got that old black mentality of I gotta keep this good job.
Well,
How am I gonna pay for these suits?
I think he's already pressing his luck with the red suit. Like they probably talk. Hey, you still wearing that red suit?
That Tim joke.
Yeah.
Somebody tell him about the canary yellow suit.
Get him on board with your business casual. And get you on board with your business attire, man.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now. You're clashing with the background.
Yeah.
Stop wearing these colorful ass shirts.
Why you got these black and red saddle shoes, man?
We pay you more money than Men's Warehouse. Stop going to Men's Warehouse. Get some shit tailored.
And then Christy goes, you should stop wearing those Jigaboo suits. I mean.
Yeah, and that's when he smacks the shit out of her, and he comes back from all those years. All those years, he talks to
you. He still goes, smacks her. He smacks the shit.
Smacks her in the next year. Smacks her in the next week. All that shit he's been through over the years. Like, and then another one is telling me this shit.
Then he says, "Slap, slap."
The next week, he's on Twitter like, "I'm taking my career in a new direction." Because I don't work for that channel anymore. I'm going to start a podcast where I can talk about the issues.
Talk about the issues that people really need to know. Jesus. Keeping in the same vein, Howard put this up on his thing, and I saw it about Kid Rock bashing Beyonce. He likes skinny white chicks.
It's not really bashing.
He wasn't really bashing. Pardon the pun, but Kid Rock has been on a roll lately. This is by Tyler Johnson. Don't know him.
This is a Hollywood website.
Earlier this week, Kid Rock called selfies gay. I don't think he means it like that, but okay.
He likes to provoke people.
Because apparently he's a homophobic fourth grader. Prior to that, he joked about child molestation. Don't know what the joke is. I'm not going to look it up, but if it was probably a joke, I'd be willing to stand behind it.
He made a, I forget what it was, but he just referenced like someone should get molested or someone probably got molested or something like that.
It's possible. Now I got to see what the fuck
I'm going to do it. I'll look it up.
You want to look that up?
Let's see. It was when Seth Rogen... and Michael Moore were tweeting about, I think, American Sniper. Mm-hmm. So Seth Rogen joked the sniper reminded him of national pride with the Nazis. I'm looking for Kid Rock's comments. Fuck you, Michael Moore. You're a piece of shit, and your uncle would be ashamed of you, Mr. Rock. Mr. Rock wrote on his personal website. Seth Rogen, your uncle probably molested you. I hope both of you catch a fist to the face. That's what he said.
That's nothing. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't even see anything wrong with that.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
that's stupid. That makes nothing. That's
it. He joked about it.
It makes no sense. It wasn't even a joke. It was a weird. I don't know what it was. Don't make any sense. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Yesterday he commented on Beyonce and here's your trigger warning.
Oh God! Come on, really?
Yeah. People are like, Beyonce's hot, got a nice fucking ass. I'm like, cool. I like skinny white chicks with big tits. She doesn't really do much for me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what he likes.
Fine.
That's what he's into.
He likes white strippers.
Pamela Anderson.
Big deal. Here's the thing, though. He's fucked around with many black girls. He got two black kids. He was fucking porno star Midori. Look her up.
All right.
Not a skinny white girl with big tits.
Did he have a kid with her?
I don't think he had a kid with Midori. This is before.
No, but he had fun with her.
Back when he was black. Yeah, he did have fun with
her. Yeah, back when he was in his phase.
He went on to argue that Bey hasn't had any major hits. That's wrong. Because apparently the kid doesn't have Spotify. Beyonce doesn't have a fucking Purple Rain. Well, how many people have a Purple Rain, dog? What are you talking about?
A handful of people. Not Kid Rock.
No, not Kid Rock. But she's the biggest thing on earth. How can you be that big without at least one Sweet Home Alabama or old time rock and roll?
Al Jackson has a funny
joke.
How
big is Lynyrd Skynyrd beyond the South?
But I don't think he's talking about that.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's not talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
She's a star.
He's talking about Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, so you don't have, she doesn't have.
She doesn't, he's saying, I think for her song that sort of has transcended is Single Ladies. Because people still like will quote put a ring on it, like that's become part of the lexicon for people.
That's true.
Sweet Home Alabama, you see.
Well, you just broke that down in one step.
Yeah.
So
she has. I don't know if I mean
literally broke that apart in one step.
As far as classic Beyonce songs, I guess that's the one.
That would be the one.
Wait, he says he doesn't like her butt because she doesn't have classic.
No, he
songs?
Just continued criticism.
No, he was just going through the criticism. What's the uh-oh song?
I don't know.
That was a fucking hit. That was a huge hit.
That's the same song.
That's not Put a Ring on It. That's another song.
What's another one?
That's two songs.
Oh, that's two songs. Okay, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
that's two monster hits. That Ring song was a monster. That Ring song was so big that guys were, they parodied it on Saturday Night Live by having Timberlake and Sandberg.
And her
dancing in it. I mean, it was a monster hit. Upgrade.
I don't know
you.
If Upgrade You's
I don't know if
big.
Upgrade You. Upgrade You's not as large as that, but.
But the whole point. The point is, she has songs that have transcended.
Hits.
Like,
yeah, she's had monster hits. So that song is a monster.
361 million views.
Yeah. 300.
The video doesn't hurt.
Well,
the video does not hurt the cause.
No, not at all. Remember when the shit, everybody was talking the shit about the dark complected black girl in there, that she was a guy?
Really?
Yeah,
Yeah, that was like the big. I remember a kid. I was down in Richmond working, and a kid did a stupid joke about her, and I was like, "That's clearly a woman with a. With, she just has strong features. She's the choreographer, actually, by the way. That black, the dark complected black chick.
She did a good job.
She choreographed this video. Well, she just has strong features. I don't give a fuck. She'd get it. I don't know what the fuck your problem is.
All three of them.
I don't know what your problem is.
All three of them.
I don't know what your problem is, son.
As the homie would say in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
What's his name?
He also goes on with...
So, to be clear,
Ross comics aren't necessarily racist, though. That's not to say he isn't a racist. He's stating a preference to his opinion. We don't know if he's racist, but we're concerned that he's a jackass. I don't even know if he's a jackass. Basically, he doesn't like Beyonce, so he's grasping at straws to back his opinion. I agree with that, because you're pulling things out that don't make sense.
He's just talking shit.
To say that she's not a star is stupid.
He's just talking shit.
It's just stupid.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all he was really doing. I mean, that's what he does. It's a stupid thing to say. Beyonce's a... megastar. So,
but as far
my
as the,
question to him would be is why are you focusing on Beyonce? What are you talking about?
Someone might have asked him. I mean, yeah. You know, someone might have tweeted a question to him. I mean, people don't just indiscriminately say things like that.
Yes. That's crazy in love. That song's a hit. That's when I was living in Austin. That song's a hit. That was like her first crazy hit.
Yeah.
I think.
Solo.
Yeah. Yeah, only because I remember watching the video in my apartment in Austin, and there's this part where she goes down, and you think, oh, did she fall?
Why'd they keep that
right
in the
here.
Video?
That. I was like, did she fall?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, that was planned. That was choreographed.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, she didn't fall. Okay. That sounds a hit, man.
Well,
don't fucking put the camera down.
Sorry. I didn't want me to go full screen on this.
Shit. Back up.
All right, hold on. I just hit pause accidentally. My bad. Oh, now it just switched to another video.
Oh god.
No, we're good. Fine. We're good.
Only because of. Let me tell you something. Everybody was already with Beyonce as far as the dudes. We were all on board with Beyonce. But when this next scene popped up in the video. When that shit popped up in the video, I was like, you got me. You got me as long as you want me, bae. When that shit started happening, like, you got me, bae. You just got me.
See, I think...
By the way, people, I was talking about the booty popping.
Right. The hat. Do you like her hat?
I was talking about the hat. When she walked in with that lavender hat on, I was like, bitch, you got me.
See, the Kid Rock standard of, like, the songs he chose are the songs that are sort of, like, they're...
White boy.
Well, not even white boy. It's just they're songs that transcend, like, they're in movie trailers, they're in the background of a scene in every movie, or, like, they're constantly around somehow. I think Crazy in Love and Single Ladies are like that. How many fucking movie trailers has Crazy in Love been in?
Yeah.
It's on the soundtrack, 50 Shades of Grey.
Which just
came out.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it is.
Sure.
So it's one of those things where it's like she does have songs.
I don't know how you know.
Because I just looked it up on YouTube. She does have songs that transcend.
Andy researches.
Well, maybe the title might have misled me, but she has songs
I can see
that
it being
transcend.
I can see it being in there, going to a club or something.
On the level of old-time rock and roll, which is a song you hear in fucking commercials and movies and movie trailers or Sweet Home Alabama. I mean, she does have a couple songs. Comedians reference her song. Those two songs in particular, especially Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Put a Ring on It is a thing that people say all
people
the time.
Say that now.
Yeah.
You know, that's right up there with Booty Call.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that, so...
But,
yeah, I told Howard, I said on his thing, I said, I wouldn't call him racist, I'd call him ignorant. Howard goes, aren't those both the same? I said, no, not all the time. I said, let me tell you something. You can be racist and not be ignorant, but you can be ignorant and not be racist. It don't, those don't go together. If you racist, you ignorant, but you can be ignorant and not be racist. You know, it's
and Kid Rock is a guy who was always down with the black folks, and like he's a guy that you wouldn't expect to be ignorant necessarily.
Yeah.
But he's also a shit talker. He's just a guy who just talks shit about people. So
yeah,
That's a big part of it too. I mean, how much of that did he even mean?
I don't know. He could have just been talking.
Yeah.
He could have just been talking, which, by the way, I don't respect. And when people do that, like, you don't even mean this shit. You're just saying this shit just to be saying it. I personally don't respect that. I'm like, at least, why don't you just say, hey, I like the bitch, you know?
Because that you doesn't get him talking about get shine. Podcast,
and I don't like that. I don't.
It's the only way he's going to keep, it's like you're a beach ball, and that's the only way you're going to keep your name.
And I don't like that. I'm like, you're big enough that you don't have to do that.
No one's bigger.
You know what I mean?
No one's bigger than being forgotten.
You can choose not to do that and just keep making music. His fans ain't going away.
Your fans aren't, but you don't gain new fans and get talked about. It's easy to be forgotten in the internet era.
I personally am not going to shit on somebody who's famous just to gain.
You take a month off. People are like, did he die?
I agree with that, but I'm not going to shit on somebody to gain fame, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that.
And that's why none of us are famous.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Respectable young guys.
I don't have patience to do that. I don't respect people who do it.
We don't know the conversation that led up to that. Someone might have been like, what do you think of Beyonce? Like, someone might have been like badgering him about her, and he was like, ah, fuck her. You know, like, again, a typical shit talking response. So I don't know that he just came out like, all right, I'm going to calculate. How am I going to get back into trending topic territory?
Yeah.
He might not have done that at all. It might have just happened that way.
What's our time?
Hour 16.
Oh, wow.
We got time for one more, maybe.
Yes, and I know exactly the one we need to talk about. I know exactly the one we need to go with. That the South Carolina County GOP, if you've had premarital sex, can't be a Republican.
Well, that eliminates a lot of people. But you can be a born again virgin. Can you erase your premarital sex?
Probably, depending on who you are. If they like you, probably. If they don't, then no. Before you join the Lawrence County Republican Party in South Carolina and get on the primary ballot, they ask you that you pledge that you've never had premarital sex. And...
Well, you know, I can do that.
And that you will never look at porn again.
Yeah, I can do all of that.
You can pledge that. You're a politician. You're lying.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. Like, when you go to these things, you got to pledge money. You're not going to get money again. You just pledging money.
Last Tuesday... The LCGOP unanimously adopted a resolution that would ask all candidates who want to get on the primary ballot to sign a pledge with 28 principles because the party does not want to associate with candidates who do not act and speak in a manner that is consistent with the South Carolina Republican Party platform. Among these principles is standard fare like opposition to abortion and upholding gun rights, as well as compassionate and moral approach to teen pregnancy. I don't even know what that means. And a high regard for United States sovereignty. But they get specific, strangely. You must favor and live up to abstinence before marriage. You must be faithful to your spouse. Your spouse cannot be a person of the same gender. You're not allowed to favor any government action that will allow for civil unions of people of the same sex. You cannot.
Can't be now or can't be at any time?
At any time. You cannot now, from the moment you sign this pledge, look at pornography.
Oh, you know, a lot of people on their phones right before they sign. Like, yeah. Give me a last one
in. Let me go in the bathroom and jack this last one out.
How long are you guys going
to
be here?
Get jacked off by a dude to porn. Sign your pledge.
Let me just knock this one and two off. State GOP Chairman Chad Conley told the Chronicle he doesn't necessarily oppose the idea. If we are wearing the same uniform, I want to be sure we're kicking the ball toward the same goal. Or are you moving against me? This fucking guy, man.
Can you still close your eyes and fantasize about sex? Because that's the original pornography, right? You just imagine it. Are you allowed to do that?
This poor cheerleader that shit on herself. Everywhere you look.
That's another story altogether.
That picture pops up.
Let me see.
This cheerleader is shitting. They threw her up in the air and she shit.
That's an old picture.
It's an old story. It's just it pops up occasionally in different places.
On the girls under her?
Oh, everywhere. She just came out, dog. Never to be forgotten. Never to be forgotten.
Do Democratic Party officials make you sign pledges? Because that seems to happen a lot with Republican.
No, I think
local...
Democrats maybe of olden times, but I don't think now.
You must sign a pledge. So what happens if you break the pledge?
Well,
they kick you out of the party.
You get kicked out of the party, and then you go to hell.
You can't run for office on there.
Unless you're Andy Klein, then you just kind of float around with bloody ass.
You probably have to sign a pledge saying, I believe in hell. Like, let's start there. Let's start with, you understand the punishment that we're going to throw at you.
You show it. You do know hell exists.
Right. Okay. Are you afraid of hell?
That was the first. That's the first level. Tell them the rules now.
All right. You're through the first step. Now, Don't touch your dick ever. Not even the piss? No, not the piss.
Did you see that William Shatner says that, oh, this motherfucker, man. William Shatner feels awful. He's unable to attend Leonard Nimoy's funeral. William Shatner sent out a series of tweets on Saturday expressing his grief over the loss of one of his dearest friends. Sadly, due to prior commitment that poses a schedule conflict, Shatner is unable to attend Nimoy's funeral on Sunday. I'm currently in Florida as I agree to appear at the Red Cross Ball tonight. Leonard's funeral is tomorrow. I can't make it back in time. I feel really awful. Here I am doing charity work. My dearest friend is being buried. If one of my dearest friends is going out,
fuck the Red Cross.
I'm not everything. Going to the Red Cross shit.
Cancel all of it.
They'll understand.
They will understand. I have something I have to do, and I'm very sorry.
You can't reschedule a funeral.
You know what I do? I make a big donation in Leonard's name. I make a big donation in Leonard's name to the charity, and then I head back across the country.
Somebody,
it wasn't his friend.
Even talking to somebody, and they're just like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry to hear about your friend."
You're going, right?
Yeah. How was the service? Oh, I didn't go.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Huh?
From there.
You didn't go to the service?
No.
Literally, see, everybody went.
You're a different person than I am. I'm not asking a follow-up question.
Also,
man, I'm sorry to hear about your best friend. How was the service? Oh, you didn't go?
Huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna step out. I'm gonna go.
When your dear friend dies, are you even in a position to make public appearances?
No,
because he's gonna have to like glad hand people at a charity event. Like,
I loved him like a brother. We will all miss his humor, his talent, his capacity to love. Did you really?
Gotta move on.
That's some press shit. Somebody wrote that for him.
He didn't love him like no goddamn brother.
Gotta move
Everybody
on.
Talks. All the other stars talk about how William Shatner's just out for William Shatner. I'm like, well,
he's out for the Red Cross here.
Yeah,
well. It's not about him. If he was out for himself, he'd go to the funeral and get his picture taken, and you know, like posing next to the casket or something.
Look, if you didn't like Leonard anymore, just say, don't say nothing.
It seems like they were friends, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you go see your friend off. that's what you do.
Also, William Shatner is like he's like 82 years old.
Yeah.
So maybe he's been to a lot of funerals. Maybe he's like, I'm over it.
Or maybe you just say, I will grieve in my own way. I know Spade didn't go to Chris Farley's funeral.
But Spade didn't make a public appearance.
Spade didn't talk about it, yeah.
The night before. That's the weird.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't make public appearances. Like, he just didn't go.
Like, he's still going to a gala.
Yeah.
You know? Gala. And people are like, hey.
To smile and schmooze and shake hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, do the price on negotiator pose. While people take pictures of him.
Yeah, just...
There's going to be a backdrop and paparazzi there.
Mm. Yeah.
Just make a donation in Leonard Nimoy's name and go to the funeral.
And what are they going to do?
Nothing.
What is the Red Cross going to do?
They're going to put you in Red Cross jail? What do you do? You roll doubles to get back out?
Maybe he had to sign...
I lose one turn and I roll doubles and I'm out.
He might have had to sign a pledge, though. Like if you're going to do the Red Cross thing, number
you
one.
You never touch your dick or Leonard Nimoy's funeral.
Dick, yeah. Or you'll go to hell and burn forever, William. And you're
ever,
close to death.
Never.
You're in your 80s.
Or you'll float around with a bloody butt like Andy Klein.
Yeah, bloody butts. Call back to Monday.
You float around like Andy Klein.
Yeah, is that what's going to happen? Do you get to float? Because that would be kind of cool.
You float around with a
bloody
butt.
Like, it feels like flying, at least.
It does. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Flying with blood coming out of your asshole?
Float a little bit.
Your bloody violated asshole, Andy Klein, because you didn't believe.
Wait, when did it get violated? I just thought it was bleeding.
Yeah.
Isn't that why it's bleeding? Because it was violated?
No, I think they did it on purpose.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe just you just get dysentery forever and you just use a bloody stool.
That's true. Yeah, what causes the bleeding? We don't know what causes the bleeding.
We don't know.
Maybe you do get violated.
We may never know.
Yeah, maybe there are violators floating around.
maybe there are no vegetables in hell and he can only eat starchy carbs. And starchy carbs will make, it'll make your stool harden.
He didn't eat vegetables.
Yeah. So you got hardened stools and maybe you have a bloody butt then.
Yeah, that's true. Or maybe they administer the vegetables through your asshole.
Boom.
Like, here's a cucumber.
I mean, it's possible.
Here's a carrot. Anything that starts with C. Cauliflower. Let's get some cauliflower. All the C vegetables.
All the C stuff.
Yeah. What does kumquat start with?
C stuff is what causes problems here. all these C's.
Yeah, all the C vegetables. I think that's all of them, probably.
All of them. Every one of them. Yeah. Cauliflower, kumquats, cucumber. Oh, kumquats.
Kumquat,
that's not a C or a Q.
Is that a fruit?
That's a Q.
It's a fruit.
Well, fruit doesn't make your asshole bleed.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, that's a fruit, yeah. I don't know. Is this where we are in the podcast?
That's right where we're now? At. Listen, people, we're bringing this shit home right now. We want to thank Courtney Farrington for sitting with us this weekend.
Thank you guys for letting me come out here.
Always. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Listen, tomorrow night I'm in Easton, Maryland at the Avalon Theater. Come on out. Me and Jesse Thomas will be bringing the funny train to them. I still don't like my act, but you'll like it.
Right.
Saturday I'm at a country club. You won't be there. Where are you at?
Starting tonight through Sunday, I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio. Check my website. I have a couple things coming up. I have something in April in Maryland and something in May at Avalon Theater, also in Easton, Maryland. Details. And also, I'll be doing the Christian Hunt show, the DC, whatever he calls it, on March 28th.
That's a good show.
The showcase show.
DC Arts.
The details not up on my website yet, but they will be.
Yeah.
For me, I made it to the Sweet 16 of
wishful thinking.
The Caroline's March Madness competition. And I'm also at Strong Takes comedy show at QED. And you can see me at the Creek in a Cave.
You made it
on
to the Sweet
Saturday.
16.
And
he's a gun.
Yeah. And it's Thursday.
I'm a gun.
Thursday to someone who don't listen. Happy birthday, Erica. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
She don't listen.
This comes out today. The day this goes up.
She don't listen, but okay.
All right, well.
Because she's a gun.
It's going to be like that scene of Do the Right Thing. You're going to be like, did you hear I dedicated a song to you?
it's a fucking gun.
I'm a fucking
gun. So come on back, y'all. Gun. We'll be here for you guys on Monday, maybe. I don't think so.
Yeah, we might have the week off.
You'll know. You'll hear the website. If not, we'll be back the next Monday. All right. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Cordy Farrington.
And we have three guys on. We are out. Tim Miller lives.
Big old cunts.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.